Bowing to a King? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. First, there was the iPod gift, then Michelle Obama actually touching the Queen of England, and now the latest G20 gaffe to race through the blogosphere. Barack Hussein Obama bowing to the King of Saudi Arabia, which to posters on the anti-Obama websites proves he's a closet Muslim. You look at the video, you can't deny he bows to the King of Saudi Arabia. But what's interesting to me is why this two-second snippet of video, along with the other stuff, has legs. I think it's because people who didn't vote for him resent this notion that electing this man suddenly solves everything. They see him as riding on charisma and as believing that not being George Bush is enough to bring world peace. They think that's silly. They think it's important for Europe and the world to understand that even though he's now president and George Bush is no longer president, Al-Qaeda is still a threat. And that we cannot pretend somehow that because Barack Hussein Obama got elected as president, suddenly everything is going to be okay. And his opponents are right. In fact, his opponents aren't the only ones saying this.
It is important for Europe to understand that even though I'm now president and George Bush is no longer president, Al-Qaeda is still a threat. And that we cannot pretend somehow that because Barack Hussein Obama got elected as president, suddenly everything's going to be okay.
Exactly. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.